If there is any question that wants to be put into words,
can you feel the freedom inside of you and in the same time conciliate with attachment of life, attachment to the person or attachment to a material thing? Do you have any idea about that?
Mm-hmm. Like, but
you
feel
free inside?
You feel both at the same time?
Yeah, I have the feeling that my attachments are an obstacle to my thirst of freedom.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And thirsty of freedom, or this attachment. They are giving me back.
Yeah. Yeah, like that he feels this drive, this pull towards freedom, but he feels also this attachment to like people or something, and that like is on the way, no? Like when you are saying, my feeling is somehow it's not on the way. Like it's not like this in the way. Yeah, these obstacles that you say. Like because we get into this kind of little like somewhere a little morality, no? What is good, what not, or what through thinking, like we get to think that we know what we should get rid of, you know, what is on the way, what is attachment, no? But like what I feel is to leave the attachment, actually.
To leave.
To enjoy the attachment, basically. You know? Good. It's good. This English tricky, yeah? I remember my first time in England. No one word in English, so, hello? What? Okay. Hello? What? Hello? Ah, hello! Like, what I have been saying all along, you know? this kind of thing, no?
It's the same when the English goes to Barcelona.
Yeah, it could be.
Hola.
Yeah. Hola. Yeah. So, yeah, then we answer in Catalan, sorry, yeah. So, this, no? Like, because if we can see, what I see is this dance of life, which brings everything together, no? There is the longing for freedom, but actually we don't really, like, if we take all the what we think we understand from freedom, there is nothing, which is almost impossible, but if we try to not have nothing in the mind, like we just feel this driving for like becoming who we are, no? Or just to live like an authentic life, like just to live, you know, to live alive, you know, not like half dead as we usually see people, you know. So like this is in, and in this dance, of course, there are many things, no? And one of them is the love for things. And to my understanding, many times we say like attachment to something which is like, that is there to be looked at. We can say, like, I could say like to enjoy. We could say like, at least to be looked at, you know? So this is my feeling, like more like, if we can go down from the dialect of what it should be and not be, and start to have a sense of like loving life with everything which is, no? And that which comes, and it comes like in this moment very strong as a need, as a wanting, like why not to live that, you know? Because in my experience, like that will pop up anyway. No, you are welcome to some monastery, and you will see this very clearly. No, like we try to be so good, and things pop up like through the most like tricky way, behind our backs. No, so my understanding is to live that which wants to be lived. You know, not as something bad, but as something that is asking for our attention. And that doesn't need to be against our longing. That somehow this is like, that is part of our own like becoming human, becoming who we are, you know. And so this in a way like is what I call this like yes to life, which it doesn't mean like life meaning some like heavenly state, but yes to life means like yes to life, like everything, no? And to me, like this yes to life unstoppably leads to this freedom. But we have to walk life, we cannot jump, no? And in this walking, if we can enjoy, then much better, no? Somehow?
Fuel.
I don't understand this word.
Give them energy.
Yeah, make
create more desire.
Living out?
Fuel, like, you know, fuel, like
gas. Yeah, and now I understand, but what was like?
Living out our attachment.
Yeah.
Like you say, yeah? Like
yeah.
Say yes to our attachment.
Yeah. I'm saying my experience, no, about embracing the fullness of life, no?
Yeah.
Because when I try to reject, it pops up. And I see this constantly, you know, it pops up, you know? In very simple things, no? We don't drink coffee, no? Or we don't, any stupid thing, no? Like, but something that we like, no? And then you see, no? And then the moment I my guardian goes to sleep, you know? We have 10 coffees in one evening, no? So what is this, no? This kind of like living behind, I'm not interested on, you know what I mean? So it depends. You can take this and live through what needs to be lived with that, you know? Like still you are in touch with your heart. So they are both, the longing for this freedom and living that which now is like attracting me, no? And if those two can be there, like that will be lived and will be seen and burned or passed, and it will become something else, no? But, you know, it's not, like, let's say, like, it's not a formula, but I really, like, invite you to go out, to move out from this, like, good and bad, and what gets on the way, because we think this gets on the way, but sometimes this is a trampoline to heaven, no? And we just put it in the trash can somehow. One moment. Yeah.
I think one of the problems comes from translation, that the second noble truth of the Buddha is often described as attachment, whereas the translation is much more a quality of nutrition. And I like your question, because there is another way, which is not rejection and not totally giving in, which is, what do you feed? And you feed the freedom, and you feed the things that are beneficial and helpful, and you simply don't feed the poisons, the things that are difficult, and the things that are tie you up. You just don't feed them. And so this quality of the, almost like mother's milk, is a totally different quality between accepting and rejecting, this duality that you're talking about. I agree with you, it's not helpful to be against, but still you don't need to feed the things that give you trouble in life. You just be quiet and feed the things that are helpful to you. So I think it's important, the point you made.
Because you say it's can be a trampoline to heaven, but it can be a pole to hell. So.
Yeah.
So.
But that's why I say, if these are two together, no? Like, there is this, what we call attachment. From your example, I'm speaking, no? Like, attraction, let's say. But there is two, no? You are going there, but not forgetting about, like, the longing, no? If these two are together, in my experience, you will not go to hell. You cannot, you know? This is what I'm saying, no? If there is... these two together is not possible to, because that force is there, no, which is bigger, no? So you will leave whatever have to leave, and still this is there, supporting, and, you know, unstoppably, as I said, going towards light. So, like, what is there, no? And yes, sometimes we feel like in hell. That could happen, but but it's only feeling, no?
Can you say something about the attachments and the negative? Because it sounds like his attachments are all purely positive, but then we have attachments to the negative as well.
Yeah, because, like, what I feel is this, no? Like, something is pulling, and something is longing, to make it simple, no? So, like, when you give space to the longing, the negative doesn't have force, no? This is. So how much space we give to this light, no?
Kind of like an acceptance, or not, or just aware of it, or what's the language?
Now? Yeah, it's all this language, no? That I'm not, somehow it feels very far, no?
Space is good.
Yeah. Like, if you would be Christian, I would say something like, here I am, God, no? Here I am, you kind of, in your hands, kind of, no? You know? So, something like, yeah, things come on the way and things seem to be pulling, pulling and giving space to the light. And that somehow finds a way, like illuminates what seems to be dark.
Yes, I have no problems following you on a philosophical level, but how do you deal with addiction, especially addiction which is combined to substances? You have the example of coffee, which is quite easy, but I mean, a guy like who's addicted to heroin, you know,
yeah,
he gives in, won't solve his problem.
Yeah, but because this person lost the link, no? This person lost this one of the two things, no? Like, lost the link to himself, no? Or to the world, whatever you want to say.
One moment you said where you stay, where you are, and what call it?
Sorry?
The one moment you described as where you reflect on yourself and still go for the thing or the attachment. So this boundary.
But not in the like what I'm saying is like in this, when we are speaking about this kind of bigger addiction, like there is not this two, no? There is no the touch with oneself, like this is lost, no? So then it's very good to have someone helping you to be in touch again with beauty of life, no? With your own worthiness, kind of. So somehow like this human potential, some piece got lost, and we have to, instead of like, to my understanding, instead of like working with the addiction, like helping, if that could be there, like to build this link again, to become human again, in that sense. No?
It's very interesting for me because I got to know some people who solved their addiction.
Yeah.
And for them, it's an ever-existing boundary.
Yeah.
Even if they're sober for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, the same,
yeah,
still there. It's never finished. Even if they have a totally normal life, you will never see if they ever have a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
We could talk about this.
Yeah, this is kind of. Yeah, I have been working with these people,
yeah,
also, and on the street, so it's full on, yeah. It's really full on. But about this humanness, no? Something link, like.
You're talking about attachment, you could also talk about aversion. So, how would you deal with aversion? You kind of taste that, but still feel your freedom. I'm thinking because we're kind of pulled to some things and then we don't like other things. Is there a similar process?
With the aversion?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, because, like, what is aversion, like, to your understanding? What is...
Trying to run away from or avoid or not come into contact with it.
So that would be that, what, fear?
Could be fear, yeah. Well, it could be some sort of...
or trying to...
animals.
Yeah. Survival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you're working with people and you feel that, then how does that relate to?
Yeah. Like, because it's very similar, no?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's again, like the space within, and then why not letting this be felt?
Mm.
And it's not the last word. No?
specify what is this longing we are speaking about? Not just before.
Yeah.
This longing part. Can you describe it? Can you specify it?
Like the longing would be like the seeking, the wish to be somewhere else, no? Like the wish, like we have intuition or sense or we guess that we could be better, no? Let's say, or we could, that it belongs, what it really, like, we belong somewhere else, no? We could say, like, to say something. Then on this, that would be the wish, like the motivation to go there. So longing would be the motivation or like what makes us stand and walk towards something, what makes us come to a retreat, no? To find out about something. So that would be the longing, as we see. But also like longing is this which, you know, like the same force, we can say longing is something that we can say like, I have this longing, and let's say my neighbor doesn't have this longing, for example, we could say, no? But under this longing, there is like aliveness that is there to everyone. Is what I say, like it comes like from behind, or like was, it comes like before having this body, it was there. So it's something that is not my discovery or my, like, I want that, you know? So there is the longing, which I see, like, I want, let's say, consciously, and then there is this kind of life force, which is, like, unstoppably going towards this direction. So that I didn't invent, you know? Like, no one kind of invent. Like, that is there. So something like that. So just like about this, you know, attachment and aversion and all this, like, what I see, they are like two main ways to walk this path, and it doesn't need to be one way forever, we can change sometimes. So one would be like we work with things, like things come up, or we think of qualities, like things, either things come up or we think of qualities that we wish to have, and we put them into practice, no? Like, let's say I want to be generous, no? So I put into practice generosity, no? Or like I want to be kind, so I put into practice kindness or compassion. I put into practice this, no? And so there is this way. I put into practice looking into this aversion and attachment and all this. This is one way, and hopefully this leads you either to gain what you wish for, to become that which you are practicing, no? Or to, you know, or to move away from what you don't want, no? And then there is like another way, which would be a little more, it seems like a little bit more like passive, which would be like things are happening and I don't like get into trying to understand much them or trying to reflect much on them, and just like again and again spend time in this life force place, you know, and in this life force place, what we find is that we actually like go through the same process, you know, like we gain that which we were hoping for, but we were not hoping for. No? By sitting there, we also become more generous, more kind, you know, more free, we can say, and like less aversion, less attachment, you know. So these two ways, no, like I want to point out. I think in the other retreat I was speaking about that, I think, differently, but similar thing. Of course, like, it is easier for us to get something and work through, no? Like, it seems something is happening, no? Like, we are going through something. It seems like, it seems something is moving, is more tangible, we can say, no? But then there is this other way in which, like, life is happening and you just, like, sit in this kind of transformative chair or cleaning chair first and then transformative chair. And then when you open your eyes, you see that all this, which, you know, was blocking you somehow, is not there. And you see that all these qualities that somewhere deep inside you were wishing for, they are starting to show up, you know. So this kind of like two ways that go same place. You know? So I was feeling today actually about this process between what I call like, oh, I don't know, you know, this anxious, I don't know, you know, into this like, oh, I don't know, you know, I don't know. Like this process that happens, no? That many times we see, we approach meditation and this, and it seems like we start so because we want to know, no? And many times we come with many questions, and what happens is that on the way we lose the questions. Like when we are almost getting the answers, but and this question drops, and we don't remember the question I was putting, no? But in this process, like something very like deep, like relaxes, and actually we are able to like smell life, no, and drink life and enjoy life, no? From this like I want to know into like yes, I don't know, you know, I really don't know, you know, so what. And also since we will be moving soon into something else, to see like in which way I'm running after experiences, like in which way experiences are our motivation. And if it's possible to somehow slowly, slowly to rely less in experiences and dropping more into this kind of love of life, which doesn't have to have like big. To say like.
Big experiences.
Yeah.
Drama.
Shots of adrenaline, you know, to keep going on, you know. And this change between this love of drama into love of life as it is, I like to call it like adulthood, like to become adult. Because as children, like you see, like to my son, I have to give one sweet every day, no? Like he asked for sweet, so I give one. But, and if no sweet this day, I think he feels the day is very long, no? So, I give one sweet. Huh? I give one sweet. Ah. Adult, yeah, to become adult, you know, like this. So, this like, somewhere, this change between like coming to retreat to fish the next sweet, kind of, and into this like, kind of present, no? Or love of life. I don't have other words.
What would you say about a very bad habit of worrying about things? It's just, to me, it's kind of like the mind just starts.
Yeah.
Well, what if this happens? Well, what if you run out of money? Well, what if, you know, all of this and this and this? And sometimes I can kind of watch it and I can kind of know. And then sometimes it's so overwhelming that, you know, it doesn't seem to help to try to watch it. Yeah. And try to just see that here I am again doing that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, but I think, like, but it's just my thinking, that I think there are people more, like, somehow personality, like, more towards worrying, and some people less towards worrying, you know, like, to start, it's not an excuse. It's, I really feel like some people are more worried and other people less, just by nature, no? But also, having said that, if you see, you know, yourself again, like worrying for the same thing, I think to laugh is very good idea, you know, to laugh about this, no? Seeing myself like again making up this story that accident will happen, no? And yeah, if it has to happen, you know, if it happens, it happens. But if it doesn't, why do I have to keep thinking about that? No? So like really like knowing yourself and knowing that is almost always around the same subjects. And so far, if in like you are 70, no? So if in 70 years it never happened, like what is the scientific reason to keep working about that? No? You know. So I think laughing, no, because
I sympathize with him, because I worry, and it's creative enough to come up with a new reason the other day.
Yeah.
I also noticed that there's a particular time of day when it's when I'm most helpless against it, which is the very early morning or in the middle of the night. And in those moments, I have no, it doesn't matter how much meditation I've done or how I think I can surrender or whatever, I'm defenseless. It's like my mind is full control sometimes.
Yeah.
It's very hard.
Yeah.
And to me, the only release is to actually almost feel the suffering in it. And at some point, just say, I can't stand it, help. And then it's like some sort of getting in touch with the pain that's underneath it. So there's pain underneath the worry, I think. Very deep pain. And then when I touch the pain, then it stops. It just wants to be felt. That's how it seems to me.
In that way, it seems really important in the practice that there's a, we're open to have a, this is how it seems to me, that we're open to have this balance between being, if you like, or just dropping into the life, and then also being open to inquiry and how we approach the different things. For instance, it's like sometimes it arises, something to do about something kind of arises naturally, and then other times maybe it's important to be able to sort of intervene and do, and that other part of you to do something. Otherwise it feels it can be not always appropriate just to drop, you know, like having this just being in touch with life. But sometimes it can feel that some suppression starts to come in with it. You know? You're not dealing with something that...
You mean sometimes you need to be worrying? Is that what you mean? Because sometimes actually
yeah,
you
like
come up with an important solution, like...
Oh, shit!
It's the same. And I really should do it, yeah.
I suppose what I'm saying is, it's like attachment is a word, and yet if each one of us here, if we talked about attachment, there would probably be a healthy or an unhealthy way of being with it. And the same in our practice. I just keep doing this all the time.
Yeah, but what I'm pointing, this being into life, you know. No, I understand what you're saying, and I think it's wise, no? In this, what you are saying is not like black or white. But like I'm speaking about a place which has this transformation power. It's not only like sitting in a chair and like,
no,
you know. Okay. So... In this place, there is activity,
yes.
But it's not like activity which is like mentally me trying to do something about it. But there is activity,
yes.
You know. So I mean, this place is like a possibility for transformation. No?
Yes.
But just kind of keep sitting in the veranda smoking, you know, probably.
No, that wasn't what I.
Yeah, I understand, but yeah.
Perhaps I don't know this place in the way that you know it. Perhaps I don't know this place of transformation. But, you know, I do understand about a natural...
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
Happening.
Yeah, good. So whenever possible, then... Good.
Do you think sometimes that when a person's practice is really developed, that you can see the mind, beginning to do something, and then be able to stop the mind? Oh, don't worry about that. Oh, don't. You don't need this now. You know. Do you think that there's through practice and through getting to know our mind better, that we're able to identify when something like this begins to happen, and then we can just say, stop, no, I don't want that, you know, let's just don't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the whole point of this kind of, like, this is the beginning of kind of like the beginning of like a practice, no? What we call like this kind of training, something training, that would be like the training part, like training the mind to see that, no? That to me, that is not meditation, no? This is training, no? This is, you train something to be aware of, no? You train part of the mind to be aware of the mind, no? So, yeah, this, there are many, many practices that are about that, no? And they seem to work because people like them. But my question is like, and then what, you know? Once you have this police guy checking out what is popping up and saying this yes, this no, then what, no? Because this police guy then goes to sleep and you are fucked again, no? You know, this is, you know. So this could be like a way to calm a little bit in the beginning, or to have a sense that I have something to do in this, no? Like I have some car to drive, no? So that is good sense. Like in the beginning, I think this is important. I do have this sense of driving car, no? And that something is happening, that I'm getting better. I have less of these thoughts that I don't want, and hopefully no more of other thoughts, you know. But my question is then what, no? What follows that, no? Like,
well, to me, what follows that would be just, see it as thinking, just, oh.
Yeah.
Thinking, and then coming back to the breath, or back to writing, or whatever is happening. I mean,
yeah.
You see, what happens to me is sometimes all of that works perfectly well.
Yeah.
You know,
so you are saying, no?
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Don't think about that. That's stupid. You know, that's what your mother did, and here you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then sometimes I'm not, because the negativity or the thing that's the problem is big.
Yeah.
Is too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I...
Then, like, what would happen if we relax into that, you know? What would happen if we allow this to be there? And in this, allowing this to be there, like finding something else to be with, no? Because this to me is the big thing, no? You either concentrate in stopping that which you think should not be there, you know, or you find, or you deal with something else, no? Or you find, like, let's say, another place to be, in which this is not relevant, we can say. So that, no, just to, you know, just like we are saying the same all the time, kind of just like to consider this other option. I know, like as Westerners, like we really like to solve problems, no? Like because we think we are sure that there is problem and then solve that, no? And what if we can like drop somewhere else where something else is solving these problems? So it's really good business, actually, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah, I think, you know, so it comes with time sometimes.
I just call my mom to ask. No. Yeah, I understand. Yes.
Yeah. did you say that?
Yeah, now because to Spain, so it's a little far.
I don't speak French.
Huh?
Speak French.
Yeah. So she says today, like, what she was saying the other day, no? No, actually, this is again St. John of the Cross, which came himself in the mobile. He says, like, how well I know this source that is all the time bringing water, giving water, like flowing water, no? Even though it's night time. No? This eternal source is hidden, he says. How well I know where it is hidden, even though it's night time. Its origin, I don't know, because it doesn't have any origin. But I know that everything comes from this source, even though it's night time. I know that it cannot be anything more beautiful than that. And I know that all the skies and all the earth are drinking from this source, even though it's night time. Like, even though, this I'm saying, even though my senses don't tell me that, no? But somewhere I know, no? I know very well that there is no base in that source. And somehow that no one can put the finger on it, even though it's night time. Its clarity, it will never be obscured. And I know that all the light comes from this source, even though it's night time. I experience its currents so abundant. And its currents, like the flow of this source, waters like all the hells and all the skies and everyone. Even though it's night time. I know that the current that comes from this source is like very much capable and very, very powerful. Like, even though it's night time. Within this source, like, there is this immense power, no? Maybe it's like what I was saying, no? In this source, like, this immense power, which we cannot actually guess from outside this source, kind of. From thinking about source, we cannot get a sense of the power of this source. Like, only, like, by falling there, no? somehow it brings this water. And nothing is before that water, like, even though it's night time. I see this eternal hidden source in everything, in what I eat and in everything, even though it's night. Like here, there is a call to all beings to drink from this water, like actually say not only to drink, but to like be completely like stuffed with this water, like arto. Like there is here like this invitation to like be fully like stuffed from this water. Oh, now it went. Oh yeah. Even though we will drink during the darkness, no? Even though we will not appreciate that, no? We can say. Because it's night time, so how can we know if it's night time? This source alive is like my wish, like to live in this source alive is my wish. And I see it, you know, in what is around, in everything, even though it's night time. So that would be like this.
Wise mother.
Huh?
You have a wise mother.
Good. Yeah. So sometimes we just rest in this source. And there is nothing around that confirms that anything is happening. Just like pure sense of being in touch with what is important to us. And sometimes this is enough to keep going. Later on, the same St. John speaks about the alive flame of life. And he just speaks about, he only speaks about that because someone asked him to, you know. He said, well, I'll try. So far I have been speaking about the process, but you asked me to speak about the place, this is much more difficult because there are no words there, so difficult. But he came up with this poem that flame of alive love, we could say. No? And in there he just moves from, we can say, from this, even though it's dark night, even though it's nighttime. In this other poem, like his last poem, he turns into like this flame touched me and I cannot escape from this flame. Like, yeah, it touched me in a way that just kind of stays with me. So in there, like, we can say, like, this whole being, like, said yes to that. No? And in this yes to that, then there is no other place but this one.
Mm-hmm.
Derek?
Can you read it in Spanish first, please?
Oh.
You have it in Spanish, maybe not.
Yeah, it's in Spanish, that's why I take so long. Which one?
The one, was you about to read something?
No, there is this, the source, and then the flame of love,
the
alive.
Flame of love, alive.
Okay, the flame of, you come here, okay. So maybe I read and we go, because we have a tight schedule. Here it is. So many things to do, it's dinner. Oh llama de amor viva, que tiernamente hieres de mi alma en el más profundo centro. Pues ya no eres esquiva, acaba ya si quieres, rompe la tela de este dulce encuentro. Oh cauterio suave, oh regalada llaga, oh mano blanda, oh toque delicado, que a vida eterna sabe y toda deuda paga. Matando, muerte en vida, la has trocado. Oh lámparas de fuego. Oh lámparas de fuego, en cuyos resplandores las profundas cavernas del sentido, que estaba oscuro y ciego, con extraños primores, calor y luz, dan junto a su querido. Cuán manso y amoroso recuerdas en mi seno, donde secretamente solo moras. Y en tu aspirar sabroso, de bien y gloria lleno, cuán delicadamente me enamoras. So. Yeah?
wanted to say something.
Sorry?
I wanted to say something.
Good, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, so?
Like he was talking about fear, na? About fear of this life. I think this is very...
Who was talking about fear? Yeah.
About fear of this survival.
Yeah.
What I think that this is very essential to us.
Yes, very much.
We seem to ignore it and just think it is like
yeah.
a simple thing.
Yeah.
But this fear to life is very essential.
Yeah.
And it like, it sucks up so much
yeah.
of our energy. And what my experience is, we have to, anyway, we have to be with it. There's no other way. And
yeah.
be with it, no other way. And slowly, slowly that somehow it releases.
Yeah. Yeah, because they were saying the word worrying,
yeah.
but what I was feeling, this, no? That actually, like, but kind of, I didn't know if you were saying worrying, and then to speak, like, to not go into that, or, like, privately or not. But I can, like...
What I got it is like fear of...
yeah.
Like, it can be coming the most simple thing, like, whether tomorrow I will have... money or not, or food
yeah.
or not. But this seems simple, but this dominates so much of our life. No? It can come in many ways.
Yeah.
Like we want to train our personality so that we can get a better job. So that so it's like we have to go through it.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember two years, something like that. Like. Yeah, waking up, not able to breathe, because missing life, no? Like, today I'm going to die, I was sure. No? Today I'm going to die, no? And this, yeah, how this points to life, no? How this is life.
I cannot say it like how it was.
Yeah.
The more we get rid of this fear, no? Somehow the universe starts supporting us. That someday something... It is not explainable.
Yeah. Yeah, like this. Yeah. Good.
Tickets get booked up.
Good. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. So